A reality check for tech IPOs. UBI MDR likely at 25 to 30 basis points. Strong Q1 from Nykaa. Government summons Meta's global team.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, the era of sky-high startup valuations meeting an enthusiastic public market appears to be coming to an end. The latest message from investors is straightforward. What worked in private markets won't necessarily work on the Lal Street. Over the last few months, we're seeing an emerging pattern. Companies preparing to go public are increasingly cutting their valuations, reducing the size of their IPOs or both. Zepto and PhonePe are some recent examples. And it's not just companies waiting to list. Several startups that have gone public over the past 8 months, including Amagi, Fractal, Pine Labs, Shadowfax, Turtlemint, and Capillary, also repriced their IPOs before hitting the market. So what's changed? The biggest difference is the audience. Private funding rounds involve a relatively smaller group of investors negotiating behind closed doors. IPOs, on the other hand, are judged by a much broader pool of institutional and retail investors, all of whom have access to comparable listed companies. That means public markets are asking a much tougher question. If a similar listed business trades at one valuation, why should a startup deserve a significant premium? CapitalMind founder Deepak Shenoy summed up well, saying startups can no longer command substantially higher valuations when comparable listed companies already exist. Investment bankers also say companies are adapting another way. Rather than accepting a much steeper valuation cut, many are choosing to raise less money. In other words, smaller IPOs are becoming part of the new playbook, and this is likely to continue. Companies including Oyo, Payo, Zetwork, Inframarket, Incred, and ShipRocket are all at different stages of their IPO journeys. If recent deals are any indication, pricing discipline, not headline valuations, could define India's next wave of startup listings. Now on to what could be one of the biggest changes in India's digital payments ecosystem. After years of operating without a meaningful revenue model, UPI may finally get one. According to sources, the government is considering introducing a merchant discount rate or MDR of 25 to 30 basis points on certain UPI transactions. Now, MDR is the fee merchants pay banks and payment companies for processing digital payments. Before 2020, UPI transactions carried an MDR of around 30 basis points. Then it was brought down to zero to accelerate adoption. Now that strategy certainly worked. UPI now processes billions of transactions every month. But the ecosystem has also been asking a difficult question. Who pays for maintaining all of this infrastructure? Banks and payment companies say their processing costs have risen sharply, especially as data center and infra expenses have grown. The industry estimates that an MDR of 25 to 30 basis points could generate somewhere between 13,000 and 15,000 crores every year. Even then, UPI would remain significantly cheaper than cards. Debit cards typically carry an MDR of around 80 to 90 basis points, while credit cards can go as high as 250 basis points. So UPI would still enjoy a strong pricing advantage. The industry believes this fresh revenue could help expand UPI's reach even further. Current penetration is estimated at around 40%, and stakeholders believe that with better funding, it could potentially reach 90% over the next 5 years. Moving on to earnings now. The best makeup starts with a good foundation. So do good businesses. We are talking about beauty retailer Nykaa, which kicked off FY27 with a strong Q1. Now, it reported one of its strongest quarters yet, with net profit more than tripling year on year at around 80 crore, even as revenue grew 29% to 2,782 crores. More importantly, the company is proving that growth and profitability can coexist, a combination that investors have long been looking for in new age tech companies. Beauty continues to be Nykaa's foundation, but fashion is finally beginning to add some color. The segment grew over 50%, turning EBITDA positive, and is increasingly becoming more than just an add-on to the business. Net sales value for the fashion business increased 54% to 451 crore, and EBITDA expanded from a loss of 30 crore in Q1 FY26 to a profit of 40 lakh in Q1 FY27, driven by launches of Nike, SK2, Birkenstock, and more. Now, this its core business, the beauty and personal care category, had an NSV of 2,371 crores, up 29% year-on-year. Now, other divisions at Nykaa, like the B2B arm Superstore, its influencer program, and its event business, all delivered strong results. Its quick commerce arm Nykaa Now has also expanded to 13 cities and plans to reach more than 25 cities by the end of FY27. It's also announced an acquisition of 51% in skincare brand Amino Wellness for a consideration of about 32 crore, continuing to tighten its grip on the BPC sector. Moving on from Nykaa's strong numbers to Meta, which seems to find itself in one trouble after the other when it comes to the Indian government. Now, in the latest, Meta's global leadership is set for an important meeting with the Indian government. Officials from the Ministry of Electronics and Innovation Technology have summoned Meta's global team for discussions on August 5th and 6th. According to IT Secretary S. Krishnan, several issues are expected to be raised. These include the handling of child sexual abuse material or CSAM on Meta's platforms, as well as concerns over wrongful action taken against some prominent accounts. Now, the timing is notable. Just last month, the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, or NCPCR, also issued a notice to Meta after taking Suomoto cognizance of media reports based on a BBCI investigation that alleged advertisements linked to child sexual exploitative and abuse material appear on Meta platforms. The government has made it clear that large tech platforms are expected to ensure their moderation systems function effectively and remain accountable. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Free from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikanth signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.